The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Monday, the 22nd of April.
Jazzy boy, the number of Australian companies that have gone bankrupt hit a record high in March. According to the latest data from ASIC, in March alone, more than 1,100 businesses became insolvent, which is the largest number since ASIC started collecting these stats in 1999.
Wowee. Flux fam, it is the back half of the month of April, which means if you haven't checked your credit score yet, now is the right time. Each and every month, it should be part of your personal finance hygiene. Has your credit score gone up? Has it gone down? And why has it changed? It's all in the Flux app, so make sure to check it out.
Three informative stories today, Jazzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, RM Williams has invested $8 million to expand its focus on a growing women's category.
Nothing like paying $800 for a farming boot, man. So tell me more.
Okay, Jazzy boy. RM Williams was founded in 1932 by Reginald Murray Williams.
RM Williams. And over the next 80 years, the brand became known for its durable outback clothing, particularly its boots.
And then over the past 20 years, RM Williams has become a fashionable shoe for celebrities like Daniel Craig and Hugh Jackman.
And a fashionable shoe for investment bankers and management consultants in the CBD.
Tens of thousands of kilometers away from the outback.
Now, B-Man, back in 2020, Nicola and Andrew Twiggy Forrest acquired the RM Williams brand for just under $200 million.
And now the RM Williams brand isn't just selling to male farmers and bankers and celebrities.
In fact, now RM Williams has invested $8 million in a women's only production line.
And they sell more than 15% of all RM Williams to women.
And B-Man, let's be honest, the RM Williams shoes are pretty exy, but they aren't shying away from their exy prices.
They reckon while some people are into, you know, Shein hauls, others want handcrafted and high quality.
And are willing to pay for it.
Yep. Clearly, RM Williams has worked out exactly where their brand sits in this market.
So what is the key learning here?
Brand positioning is the strategic management of how a brand is perceived in the market.
For RM Williams, their brand has always emphasized high quality, durability, and good-looking footwear.
And you'll pay a pretty penny for these shoes, anywhere between $650 and $800 for a pair.
But B-Man, RM Williams is very much aligning the brand with the anti-fast fashion sentiment.
I believe it's called slow fashion, which reduces the environmental impact for the production of fashion items.
And also consumption of clothes.
As opposed to your Sheins, your H&Ms, your Zaras, etc.
B-Man, this strategy can enhance customer loyalty and allow RM Williams to maintain their premium pricing.
For our second story, LinkedIn is testing a new premium subscription for company pages to help raise company profiles on the platform.
Just waiting for you to drop the AI word in there as one of its benefits, so tell me more.
So, Jazzy boy, LinkedIn launched as the professional networking platform to connect with other people in your industry.
And it's evolved into a perfect tool for shameless self-promotion.
As well as a fair bit of professional stalking.
Now, B-Man, back in 2016, Microsoft acquired LinkedIn for $26 billion and began really pushing its paid subscriptions.
Now, LinkedIn has subscriptions for individuals like LinkedIn Premium, but also another for salespeople.
And another for recruiters.
Don't forget LinkedIn Learning.
But now, LinkedIn has quietly rolled out its new premium company pages.
And of course, Jazzy boy, you guessed it, AI writing for new LinkedIn posts.
And a golden verification badge because people and companies froth that these days.
It's all part of LinkedIn's growing list of premium offerings.
So what is the key learning here?
Deliver value and then monetize it as many ways as you can.
LinkedIn doesn't just want to be a professional networking platform where they leverage user content and throw ads on top.
Your connection, James, is celebrating 7 years as an accountant at Deloitte.
Your connection, Shelley, gives kudos to her manager for announcing product updates.
LinkedIn has already built a premium subscription that people actually find valuable.
Looking at you, X, with your useless subscription.
In fact, LinkedIn premium subscribers are up 25% year over year.
And it's now worth $1.7 billion to LinkedIn every single year.
So this new company page is a way for LinkedIn to build another revenue stream for businesses and professionals.
For our third and final story, Netflix's revenue has jumped 15% in the first quarter this year, but they've warned the days of sharing their subscriber numbers is all over Red Rover.
Wowee, Jazzy boy, didn't see this, and I reckon I know why Netflix is changing their tune, so go on.
We know Netflix has grown to become the most popular streaming company in the whole wide universe.
First started by licensing content from other production studios, but has grown into creating its own original content as well.
Have you seen Griselda or The Gentlemen? They are unbelievable stuff.
Now, Jazzy boy, Netflix has announced its first quarter results for 2024, which actually beat investor expectations.
Yeah, Netflix announced first quarter revenue grew 15% to nearly $9.4 billion.
It also achieved 9.3 million new net paid subscribers.
Largely due to the crackdown in password sharing.
In fact, Netflix reckons more than 100 million people were using an account that they didn't pay for.
Cousin's ex-girlfriend's brother's account, dog trainer's other clients. client's account.
But now, Netflix has warned that it won't be sharing these subscriber numbers anymore.
They claim that revenue is the important number, not subscribers.
Got me wondering, what is the key learning here?
When it comes to investing, less disclosure and less transparency is never a good thing for investors.
Jazzy boy, subscriber additions have become a really key signal for Netflix's business health for investors.
And B-Man, I must say, it seems like quite an interesting time for Netflix to get rid of this number.
Yep, it's currently telling a really good story around subscriber growth ever since the password crackdown.
Yep, its subscriber growth in the first quarter was more than 5 times the number of customers it added in the same quarter a year ago.
So the Flix's decision to stop giving out these numbers could be a bit of a sign that it expects subscriber growth to slow down in the near future.
And by only sharing the revenue figures, it could potentially hide slowing subscriber growth by increasing the cost of each subscription.
But Jazzy Boy, what's interesting is that Apple also stopped disclosing its iPhone unit growth back in 2018.
And since then, Apple's share price has more than tripled.
Interesting.
Fluxfam, did you know that every single application you make to a bank, to your phone provider, even to utilities, is recorded on your credit report?
You're kidding, Jazzy Boy. You have got to be joking.
And we can show it all to you in the Flux Credit Score tool in under 30 seconds. Bang.
So download the Flux app to know everything you need to know about your credit history and your credit report.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.